Hi, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome back to the Wealth Architect Podcast. And today we're going to talk about something a little different. And I found this to be really interesting. It's a letter from Albert Einstein. And I want to just read it to you because it's got some powerful messaging in there. When I talk about wealth, I don't always talk about money, right? I talk about abundance, balanced abundance, right? We can all be millionaires, not just in our wealth, but in our health, our happiness, right? Our relationships, our spirituality. We could be millionaires in all the areas of our lives that we want to be. And I want to read this letter to you from Albert Einstein that he wrote to his daughter. So here we go. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy, wealth architect, author, and founder of Light Circle. Wealth isn't just about money. It's about balanced abundance in your health, your wealth, your relationships, and your soul. Let's take your life to the next level and build your dreams into reality. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. In the late 1980s, Liesl, the daughter of the famous genius, donated 1,400 letters written by Einstein to the Hebrew University, with orders not to publish their contents until 2 decades after his death. This is one of them for Liesl Einstein. When I proposed the theory of relativity, very few understood me. And what I will reveal now to transmit to mankind will also collide with the misunderstanding and prejudice in the world. I ask you to guard the letters as long as necessary, years, decades, until society is advanced enough to accept what I will explain below. There's an extremely powerful force that so far science has not found a formal explanation to. It's a force that includes and governs all others, and is even behind any phenomenon operating in the universe, and has not yet been identified by us. The universal force is love. When scientists looked for a unified theory of the universe, they forgot the most powerful unseen force. Love is light that enlightens those who give and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it multiplies the best that we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selfishness. Love unfolds and reveals. For love we live and die. Love is God, and God is love. This force explains everything and gives meaning to life. This is the variable that we have ignored for too long, maybe because we are afraid of love, because it is the only energy in the universe that man has not learned to drive at will. To give visibility to love, I made a simple substitution in my most famous equation. Instead of E equals mc squared, we accept that the energy to heal the world can be obtained through love multiplied by the speed of light squared. We arrive at the conclusion that love is the most powerful force there is because it has no limits. After the failure of humanity in the use and control of the other forces of the universe that have turned against us, it is urgent that we nourish ourselves with another kind of energy. If we want our species to survive, if we are to find true meaning in life, if we want to save the world and every sentient being that inhabits it, love is the one and only answer. Perhaps we are not yet ready to make a bomb of love, a device powerful enough to entirely destroy the hate, selfishness, and greed that devastate the planet. However, each individual carries within them a small but powerful generator of love whose energy is waiting to be released. When we learn to give and receive this universal energy, dear Liesl, we will have affirmed that love conquers all, is able to transcend everything and anything, because love is the quintessence of life. I deeply regret not having been able to express what is in my heart, which has quietly beaten for you all my life. Maybe it's too late to apologize, but as time is relative, I need to tell you that I love you, and thanks to you, I have reached the ultimate answer. Your father, Albert Einstein.
Hi, I'm Mark Yeagy. Every new year brings hope, but have you ever made those resolutions and by February they're out the window? Yeah, me too. This coming January 13th and 14th, join me at Your Greatest Year. It's an online summit dedicated to setting you on a path to transformation, abundance, and growth. Make your resolutions a reality. Let's create magic together in 2024. Make 2024 your greatest year.
To register, go to 2024yourgreatestyear.com. You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.